Hi, this is DJ, and this is the Joel 2 Generation Podcast. I'm entitling this one Fear Extinguishers 3.0. I guess I'll just keep going. And just so much has happened even since the last podcast, and I just want to try to capture it. My heart, my goal in just even doing these podcasts is just really to ignite people, inspire people, help people see that at this time of incredible restrictions, incredible fear, we are able in creative ways to love those in front of us and to encounter or to have people encounter the kingdom. And I just want to emphasize this again on the front end, everything that we are doing is completely within the guidelines and the restrictions, what has been recommended in terms of social distancing and all of it. And so I know I'm already getting some pushback, and some of it's not direct, but you know, murmuring and stuff behind the scenes, like what you're doing is not wise, what you're doing is dishonoring, you're not following the rules or the guidelines or whatever, and that's just not true. Everything that we are doing right now is in accordance with what is being recommended, and yet we are having unprecedented opportunities to minister the kingdom, to pray for people, to direct people to the source of their ultimate protection and salvation. And I want to say also on the front end of this kind of podcast that this message is spreading. And even just a day or two ago, I was getting reports back from Australia, from other parts of the Middle East, from also Sweden, people I'm connected with in the West who are actually taking this mandate and this message to go to people to be fear extinguishers. And this isn't like some special word. This is, you know, this is part of our life. This is part of what we're commanded to do all the time. But the Lord highlighted and underlined it and circled it right now. At a time when people are gripped with fear and gripped with uncertainty and not knowing what the future holds, and believe me, none of us do right now. None of us know where this is going. None of us know when it will end. None of us know what it will mean. And, you know, some people that started out doing really well are really struggling now because new things have developed. And so I just want to share some of our experiences and some of our stories. And just remember, we're doing this, the little tribe that I'm connected to, we are doing this in a Muslim country in the Middle East where we have more restrictions than many people have in other parts of the world. And so just if you can receive this, listen, if God is opening doors for us to creatively and boldly do this here, believe me, many of you that are hearing this can do it wherever you're at. And I hope and pray that some of the things that we're doing and the ideas are just going to help you. It's just going to open. Wow, I'd never thought of that. That's kind of how it's happening. So anyway, I just want to recap what happened yesterday because, you know, our little church that, you know, we are operating within the guidelines and what the government has stipulated. They don't want groups of together of any more than a certain size. And so what we did is we broke up our church yesterday into different vehicles, and we went out, and it was a smaller number. I mean, our church is bigger than this, but 11 of us went out, and in 2 hours, 11 of us were able to minister to, we guesstimate, because we tried to kind of add it up and think about how many people we prayed for, ministered to. In 2 hours, a group of 11 people, we were able to minister to at least 120 people. It could have been even higher than that, but I mean, well over 100 people, probably, it could be as high as even like 140 people overall that we kind of added up, that we were able to pray with, pray for. In some of those cases, it was kind of like, you know, there were six or eight employees in an establishment, and I was able to just kind of, you know, we were able to just kind of pray corporately for a group of six or eight. So it wasn't like, you know, 150 personal appointments with people. But there were those cases where it was just one person in front of us. There were two people in front of us. There were, and it was all different religions. Again, Christians, nominal Christians, you know, people that, you know, right now they're Christian in name only, but believe me, many, many Christians right now are getting serious about their faith. Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus. We ministered mostly in English, but also in Arabic and in Hindi and Tamil. Part of our community is from India, and so people got prayed for in four different languages yesterday, and we ministered to people from every continent, from Africa, from Asia, from North America, from Europe. It was a incredible time to just, we called it Church on Wheels. We went out, we went to places that were open. And you know, the reality is right now is that every place has a sign that says, I've said this before in the podcast, but maybe this is the first time you've heard it. You've just found this fear extinguishing, message that, you know, we're just inviting the nations, we're inviting people, join us wherever you are to be a fear extinguisher at this time. I'm going to add a little bit to the mandate. It's not just fear extinguishing, but faith imparting. And I'll explain that in a minute, because the Lord really challenged me to go a little bit further with what we're doing. And by God's grace, I've been able to do some of that as well. Not as much as, you know, we're exploring the space. I mean, truly right now, we're in unprecedented times. We're doing stuff that we've never done before, never tried before. So every day it's like, you know, like an adventure and discovery. It's just so exciting. Like one of the things is that I was just saying that it says takeaway only, takeaway orders only. And so, you know, we're walking into a place and we're saying, hey, listen, I see it says takeaway, so I don't want to order anything. And some places we were ordering, we got coffee, we got food, where, you know, but I said, I don't want to order anything, but I'm here to take away fear. You know, it says takeaway only, so I'm here to take away fear. So, and then just start to pray. Like, Lord, I just pray right now. That's how we start. You know, I'm not even asking permission. Hey, can I pray for you or whatever? I mean, I just, you know, I believe we're living in such an unprecedented time that we can all, you know, we can just kind of transition a conversation into prayer, you know, and it doesn't really matter who the person is. It's amazing how receptive people are and all of the stuff that comes out of it. Like even today, it was just incredible. We went out and my wife and I, we went out and we were able in, we went to one Costa coffee place and were able to minister there to the people that were working in Costa. And then we went to another market because the markets are open, but this was an incredible market because in the market you had a bunch of other little stores that are there that sell, you know, like one that sells honey and another one that sells, you know, maybe like supplements and you know, bodybuilding stuff and another little thing that sells nuts. And they're all little separate establishments. And so we were literally able to go into establishment after establishment and minister to whoever was there. The first place, you know, we needed to get some nuts. Two Egyptian Muslim men, and got to shift into Arabic and just begin to minister to them and share with them. I literally was able to tell them about some where they could go online to get more resources for Christian prayers. And you know, there was one pastor, actually he's a real radical Coptic priest that lives and works in Cairo. And if anybody knows any Egyptians, just tell them to Google or to on YouTube, Abuna Makari Yunan. That means Father Makari, right? Abuna Father Makari Yunan. And they can Google him, and or they can YouTube him. And up will come service after service, people filming him, praying for people's healing, praying for people to be delivered from demonic oppression. And here I am with Egyptian Muslims telling them about a Coptic priest who prays for Muslims and prays for anybody to be delivered from sickness, to be delivered from demons. And in the last place, another place with another Egyptian Muslim, I began to speak to him. I said, I've learned how to pray in Arabic and how to pray for healing and to pray for deliverance from this man. He's Egyptian. I'm mentioning him by name. And here's the Egyptian Muslim guy saying to me, what's his name again? Could you say his name again? Like, I just got to say it over and over again, you know? And like I had said in my last podcast, when we went to a restaurant the other day and there was an Egyptian Muslim there and I mentioned this guy's name, as I was leaving, he was already Googling him. He was already looking him up on YouTube. And I want to tell you right now, people are gripped with fear. Like in Egypt, it's unbelievable the way this thing is spread and the general healthcare in that country and the system, you know, can't handle it. And so I said, yeah, this man in particular has a real anointing from God, a real special gift from God to pray for deliverance and healing. And Muslims are like, okay, I'll Google that. I'll check it out. And I mean, one Egyptian Muslim man gave me his number. I said, I'm going to send you a prayer from the Psalms, you know, in Arabic, Zabur is Zabur. That's how they say it. And I said, I'm going to send you I'm going to send him Psalm 91 in Arabic. And actually a Coptic priest chanting the Psalm 91 in Arabic. I'm going to send him that YouTube and he's going to read it and he's going to hear it chanted in his own language. So anyway, just to kind of, you know, keep kind of summarizing what happened today in this market. Like, first of all, you know, it was a Sri Lankan woman and, I'm not sure what her religion was. I don't think she was a Christian, but anyway, she was wide open to receiving ministry. And then I would, you know, find somebody who worked there and I'd say, hey, do you know where this is? You know, we were looking for a few things because we were shopping. And then I said, hey, could you take me to that? So here we are walking across the market, huge market, right? And I'm just praying for this Filipino man, just praying for protection, praying that, you know, for God to protect jobs and to protect, you know, everything right now. You know, people are worried. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their families. Back in the Philippines, they're worried about, you know, obviously everybody's worried about the virus, but they're also worried about the ramifications and the negative consequences that are already happening. People are losing their jobs. People are having their salaries cut. And I'll tell you right now, one of the prayers that we're praying with people that is absolutely getting an amen from everyone we're praying for is, Lord, I know that a lot of people are suffering right now financially in this crisis, and I know that people are worried about how they are going to suffer afterwards, but right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you would protect our finances and our jobs, and that at the end of this crisis, at the end of this pandemic, that we would actually have more money, not less, that we would actually be ahead of where we are now. And I'll tell you right now, I don't care who it is. Everybody is saying amen, or in Arabic, ameen. Everybody is saying amen to that prayer that we are praying for people. And then another woman, her name was Mary Martha from India, you know, and a nice cat. And I was funny. I said, are you Mary or Martha? You know, I don't even think she knew exactly the story in the Bible about Mary and Martha, you know. But anyway, her name was Mary and Martha. And so as she's walking me across the store to find this product, I'm praying for her and blessing her, you know. And then I meet an Ethiopian Orthodox woman, you know, from Ethiopia. And, you know, I'm like, she can't go to church. And, you know, I'm a ordained Anglican priest. And so I just say, hey, listen, I bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And I just release the kingdom. And here I am just, you know, acting in, you know, getting to be her priest in the market today. And I mean, it was just absolutely incredible opportunities. Again, in just about a half an hour, again, I don't know how many people total, but literally in about a half an hour, able to pray for probably 20 more people Muslims, Christians, maybe the Sri Lankan woman was a Buddhist or a Hindu. You know, I know it's a mixed, you know, they've got Christians, Hindus, and Buddhists in Sri Lanka and Muslims as well. But anyway, she was one of those three, so I'm not sure. And then probably the most encouraging of all was going upstairs where they had a coffee, little coffee place. And I walked in there and nobody was around. And the woman was, her name was Diana. She was from Ghana. So I knew she was, you know, definitely Christian, at least raised in the church. Anyway, but as I began to pray for her, I knew that she was truly a Pentecostal woman. And I mean, I began to just prophesy over her. Lord, may Diana be so anointed by your spirit that people that get near her would be healed, that people that get near her, that their fear would go. And she was just, amen, yes, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I mean, we got to have a church service, a little church service. You know, it wasn't long. We're talking 3 to 5 minutes. These are sermonettes. These are just little, you know, sound bites, but powerful stuff. And I believe that because we are limited and because, you know, we're all on CC cameras and the whole thing, you know, I didn't have my eyes closed. I was just talking to her like I was talking to her about what they were selling and what they were, you know, that I was interested in maybe one of the things that was in the coffee shop, which, you know, I'm always interested in coffee, but I wasn't there to order. I was there to release. And I was, yeah, we were ordering things from heaven is what we were doing. We were having heavenly orders. And I'm telling you right now, I said at a time, because, you know, in some countries, you know, they're kind of used to the man or the woman of God, you know, that everybody gathers around. And I said, right now, where Diana cannot go to church and where people cannot gather with their men and their women, their men and women of God, may Diana be a woman of God. May she take this message and this anointing to the people, and may she do exactly what's been done here and pray for people in this place. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh my goodness, here is a Holy Spirit plant right in the middle of this market. And today I got to, you know, not only pray with her, encourage her, but then kind of cast a vision. All right, Diana, go and do likewise. Pray for people. People are fearful. And you have the Holy Spirit and you can release the kingdom. And then finally, the whole end of it all. And of course, I'm off doing my thing and doing stuff. At the same time, my wife is, you know, getting stuff and doing some shopping. I was doing some shopping. We were kind of both shopping, but she had the cart and she's ministering to all of the women and all of the people that she's encountering along the way, all the way until the end, until she checked out and then ministered to the woman at the checkout. And then I was waiting. There was another Costa coffee. I did not get another coffee. You know, I'm drinking way too much coffee as it is. But anyway, I did not get another one. But in Costa, I got to have another mini church service, first with two employees, then the manager and two others came out. So literally like a joint service, just sharing what God is doing and just be encouraged. And I know we can't go to church right now. And so we gather here. And I even told them, I said, you know, right now is a season of fasting and what we're doing, we're fasting before Easter. I said, we're going to come back here on Easter because I know you're going to be working and I know we can't go to church and we are going to have a church service. We are going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus here in Costa Coffee on Easter Sunday. I just want to, if you can hear my heart, for the sake of the lost in this hour, church, brothers, sisters, wherever you are in the world, whatever language you speak, whatever nation you're in, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you do speak and understand English, but Lord, right now, I just want to pray, Lord, that we would open our eyes and see that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We were talking to some of our dear friends in the States and just sharing some of these stories and what's happening and this vision, this mandate that God has given us right now in this hour to be fear extinguishers and to go out. And I'll tell you, they said to us, and that, you know, with some regret, but they said, you just don't understand. People are just not, Christians are just not saying what you're saying. And I know there are some, and God bless those that are. And I'm not hearing a lot of them. You know, what I'm hearing is a lot of people are saying, okay, it's just time to stay at home and kind of, you know, keep a low profile and whatever. But for those that are, you know, really seeking to live out right now this kingdom mandate of extinguishing fear and praying for the lost and sharing the hope that is within us, I just pray and hope that this podcast would ignite in you, that God will give you. If you say, Lord, I want to be faithful, I want to follow you, whatever you, whatever opportunity you will open up for me, I will take it. I will walk through the door. Believe me, as you're walking through your neighborhood, the Lord will give you an encounter with somebody. He'll give you a way in. He will set the table. I'm telling you, he is more interested in people being loved than we are ever at loving people. He will do it. Some of you, you're interacting with people online. God will open up a door to do the same thing. It's time to really take risks, guys. It's time to open our mouths. It's time to speak about, you know, why we are not fearful. And if we are fearful, get rid of the fear. Let's overcome the fear so that then we can share why we're not fearful. But in the end of this fear extinguishing podcast, I just need to add another facet, another element, another aspect to this mandate. And this is something I've started to do, and I'm starting to do whenever and however I can. I'm talking to people about going out and extinguishing fear and praying for their fears. But now I'm starting to pray salvation prayers. And this is how I'm doing it. I'm just saying, and Lord, right now, like as I'm praying for them, and Lord, deliver them from fear. And God, I just pray for your peace to come. And I pray that you would send angels to protect them. And Lord, I just plead the power of the blood of Jesus. And then I just kind of shift right in the middle of that prayer, that middle of those declarations. I just start to say, and Lord, right now, we believe in you, Jesus. We surrender our lives to you, God. We repent. We just turn from our wickedness. We turn away from our sin right now, and we turn to you. We ask you, God, to forgive us. We ask you, God, to come and cleanse us. We ask you, God, by the power of the blood of Jesus, to come and forgive us. We ask you, Lord, to come and fill us with your Spirit. God, we want to be those who are described, that we want to be those who are born again, right? I mean, this is the way I'm beginning to pray. Just kind of salvation prayers, you know? So I was joking with our little community. It's like, yeah, you know, or people I'm sending voice notes to. It's like, yeah, I got saved like 5 times today. This is what I'm praying, you know, for people. And just, Lord, we just look to you. We understand that medicine does not have the answer. There is no cure. There is no vaccine right now. And we're praying that, God, there would be one. But, Lord, we look to you. God, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be rescued, shall be, you know. And so, Lord, we call on the name of the Lord. We want to be saved. We want to be rescued. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just really want to challenge you, guys. I want to exhort you. I just want to plead with you. Hear my heart. Please, I mean if the Spirit of God is convicting you, let him convict you. I'm not trying to guilt trip anybody. I'm just trying to say, please enter into this season. Please take advantage of what God is doing right now, because I want to tell you, it is going to end. This opportunity is going to leave, you know? And it's going to end. And things are going to get back to some kind of a normal. I know it's going to be a different normal than the normal was before, but it's going to get back to some kind of a normal. And so I just want you to realize what we are discovering every single day from Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Christians, nominal Christians, there is an openness right now that will not be here. It will not be here when this thing ends. So take advantage that, you know, we are commanded to preach the gospel in season and out of season. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. I want to tell you right now, today is the day of a unique opportunity. It's a special season of grace that will not be here. It will not be the same at the end of this. And I don't want anybody to regret, oh my goodness, I missed it. Man, if I would have just taken some risks, if I would have just opened my mouth, if I would have just sought to love the one in front of me, I don't care. You know what? Keep the social distancing. I'm so loud. My wife was like, Dave, you know, you need to, when you're in a shop, you need to be a little bit quieter because I could hear you in the next shop or 2 shops down. All right. So I'm like, okay, I received that. I'm going to be careful. So anyway, I just want you guys to know that I want everyone who hears this to know this is a unique opportunity. May we not miss it. I can tell you right now, I'm just thankful, Lord. I just thank you that every day we're taking opportunities because I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to regret. I don't want to say, oh, you know what? I didn't take this opportunity. I didn't, you know, I wasn't, you know, obeying your voice. God spoke to us. He said, be fire extinguishers. God gave us a promise. No disease known to man shall be able to touch this or be able to stand in the company of this people. Lord spoke to us. He gave us a mandate. And now what we're seeing is as we're walking in the mandate, as we're obeying what he told us to do, the favor, the boldness, I'm telling you right now, if you're discouraged, go do this. I promise you, you'll come back. You'll be so encouraged. You'll be pinching yourself like, why wasn't I doing this 2 weeks ago? I'm so encouraged right now. I mean, you know, forgive me. I think you can tell. Anyway, I just pray, Lord, that you would release, equip, and I pray that this podcast would go all over the globe, even as it's going. God, I just got to tell you guys, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Just in closing, I got to say this. I was looking at where this podcast is going and being downloaded. It's going to China. All these downloads happening in China. Iran. Unbelievable. It's just sipping. And I'm like, who in China, you know, is listening to English podcasts? And then I saw, you know, one day, like it was being downloaded in Syria. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, Lord, thank you. May this message that we as followers of Jesus carry the kingdom. And we have this mandate. So go and be fire extinguishers. Fear extinguishers. To extinguish fear in other people. And to ignite faith. Invite people. Pray those prayers. Lord, we just surrender our lives to you. So this is DJ. This is the Joel 2 Generation Podcast. This is Fear Extinguishers 3.0.